My name is Omikawa. How do you do? Now I would like to talk about the report on the second quarter results. I would like to especially focus on the Japanese market. As Eva-chan has just mentioned, in the enterprise area, we have been achieving results, and the situation in Japan is good as well. But I'd like to focus on the consumer market. But to review, 2014, we've talked about what we anticipate will take place. We talk about the three C's, the cloud and data center security, customer defense, and consumer protection. Now I'd like to focus upon the situation of Japan, especially in regard to deep security. Last year, compared to the same period, we have grown by 41%. That we have increased net sales as well as the number of users, and especially in the past 6 months, especially in the second quarter, we have worked with Hitachi Solutions and for Windows Server 2003. Our provisional solution has been provided, and a newspaper announcement was made about this collaboration. And in regard to the Windows Server 2003, there is a considerable number of applications that are being deployed. And so therefore, in order to prolong their uses, there has been quite a few major corporations that have been making inquiries about the services we offer here. Furthermore, from our side, we have established the Trend Micro Cloud Integrator Consortium. I have called upon other companies to join a partnership in regard to cloud integration. And also on Microsoft Azure and VMware and AWS, there are quite a few deployment cases that we are seeing. As for the lowlight, when it comes to building up the infrastructure, if companies have already completed an infrastructure, then it's quite difficult to incorporate security software after they have deployed an infrastructure. So when they rebuild an infrastructure, if we can get into the picture, then we can bring about the security. But we have Microsoft Azure and the case of Final Fantasy by Square Enix. And also there's been mention about Unidex that has used VMware, and there's also Coyni that uses AWS. And in terms of VMware, our deep security combined with VMware helps in creating a VDI environment, and the agentless performance stands out, and so there are more and more deployments in this area. Now the second C is the custom defense, and last year there was a very large project, so the numbers may seem low this year, but we're seeing very steady penetration in terms of the number of customers in deep discovery. And there's also dedicated support that is provided. We have engineers assigned to be stationed at customer sites. We have people with expertise required. And so therefore, there's a high value-added service support that we can extend so that we can increase our net sales. And we have worked with our partners, especially for security remote services. There is a company that has been working with us, Azigent, and one partner is working with deep security as a standard for the public sector, from the prefectural government to the local government level. There are considerable deployments being made, and they have been using deep security as a standard. As for the lowlights, once the talk of the building of the system starts, until it closes, it does take some time. and this can be considered as a low light. Now, the comprehensive protection of the users, we are seeing considerable growth here. And we have the Trend Micro Security as a Service, cloud-based endpoint protection that has increased by 72% compared to the previous year. Meanwhile, for the option for vulnerabilities, there is still response for Windows XP. There's still a considerable number of XP machines utilized by users, and so therefore this kind of option still continues to grow. And for SafeSync for Enterprise, when it comes to shared files protection, we have focused on hospitals. There are case studies here. And we have finally started our efforts here. And we have, from the second quarter, SSL with a price attached to it and for authentication. And we believe that more sales will be generated for SSL. Meanwhile, for control and for embedded systems, for these related markets, as indicated in the bar chart, although it was gradual growth, recently we have seen significant growth being realized. Now, the low light is that we should have more increased business here. Going on to the consumer market now, in Q2, as mentioned, there was the consumer tax increase, but this did not impact us, and we continued to grow. For solutions for the iOS, for iPhone, and for the iPad, on an individual basis, there's an increase in the business with consumers here. And with Rakuten, we were not successful in our activities initially, but we've restarted and we have received a new players award here. And in online shop sales, we're now seeing steady growth taking place.
Low lights include price competition and some other familiar items. Moving on to the global consumer results. I will explain this later, but one of the highlights is provision of new solution through cooperation with other companies. For example, major game vendor and also payment settlement agencies. This is a new way of selling our mobile security, mostly for smartphone and mobile devices. So we were successful in starting a new type of deployment. And also for the home gateway security area, we were successful in starting the collaboration with Broadcom. Now, for online new business, we're seeing a double-digit growth in Japan, Australia, and Europe, and paid support service is solid. But North America is the only low light. Now, going forward, what are we going to do for the consumer market? Eva mentioned that for the commercial business, all our efforts of the past have started to pay off, and we're seeing the results in the numbers. So how do we expect the consumer market to change? We have multi-device and also the era of IoE. And the threats are becoming more complex. How do we defend ourselves against such threats? There are three perspectives to this. And specifically, this is how this is going to be done. In the past, security was device-based. So Windows, PC, Android device, iOS. Each device had to be provided with some kind of security. But as we have more and more devices around us, it becomes really difficult to manage all of the devices' security countermeasures because you have to sign up for security service with different companies, with different periods of time. The management becomes very complex. And also it's difficult to protect all the smart devices in the home. If you're the IT administrator at home, you don't know how to answer all these questions. Now, we have this way of monitoring all the network traffic within the home. For example, you may have Windows PC, Android, and iOS devices, and also IoE, Internet of Everything. A whole multitude of home appliances may be connected to the Internet, and they may have vulnerabilities. Meaning that they may be remotely controlled by somebody with bad intent. So these devices will get connected to the Internet, and more devices will be connected. And one way of providing security is to monitor the network traffic, all the network traffic within the home. And multiple devices within the home should be managed more centrally. For example, a family member buys a piece of device such as a smartphone. And all you need to do is add this module and do the declaration, and the new device can be covered within this blanket license instead of buying individual licenses for each device. So this is the concept of blanket licensing for all the devices to be used at home. Well, these devices are not used only at home, but also outside of the house. So how do we provide protection? Trend Micro can provide a secure cloud gateway for the connection of these devices. Trend Micro provides cloud gateway, and the devices can go through these gateways, and URL filtering and malware protection and all of these other protections can be provided to the devices in the same way that these devices are protected at home. Trend Micro will provide intelligence and also combine it with the situation of each individual home. And with the customer's agreement, we should be able to provide a more granular support if necessary. And if the customers have concerns about the safety of their devices, if they're concerned about, for example, maybe their money is being transmitted without their consent, we can provide proactive services and support, which is called the premium support or concierge service. So global-based insights from Trend Micro can be leveraged, and proactive services can be provided in a step-by-step wise approach. Now, global consumer strategy. We have matured markets, including Japan, North America, and parts of Asia-Pacific. This is where we will be providing a security at home, which is a blanket license for home, as well as a security everywhere, leveraging a cloud environment, providing the same level of a security even outside of the home, and also security concierge service. So these are the services that can be provided in the mature market to protect the devices or the assets. As far as emerging markets are concerned, we want to introduce a new business model for mobile solutions. For example, working together with a settlement company for mobile device, or working together with game vendors, and also collaborating with local device vendors. So our mobile security should be provided as a freemium so that we can implement a revenue share model so that we can go into these markets. In the emerging markets, we are interested in expanding the number of users. So by building a new business model, ecosystem model, we should be able to do this. So for Asia and Europe, we have successfully started the new models, which was one of the Q2 highlights. We want to expand this further, and that will help us expand our insight and also accumulate experiences in the emerging market. And in the matured market, we will be providing these new services, and this will mean a new start for a consumer sales strategy. That's all from me. Thank you.